So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, text 40 and 41. So 40 I will read and then 41 you can all repeat after me. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny. Purport by Prabhupada. Good population in human society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity and spiritual progress in life. The Varnashram religion's principles were so designed that the good population would prevail in society for the general spiritual progress of state and community. Such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. As children are very prone to be misled, women are similarly very prone to degradation. Therefore, both children and women require protection by the elder members of the family. By being engaged in various religious practices, women will not be misled into adultery. According to Chaitanya Chanakya Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. So the different family traditions of religious activity should always engage them. And thus, their chastity and devotion will give birth to good population eligible for participating in the Varnashram system. On the failure of such Varnashram dharma, naturally the women become free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population. Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. Text 41. Everyone can repeat after me. Sankaro narakyaiva kula gnanam kulasya cha patanti pitro hi esam lupta pindodaka kriyaha. Sankaro narakyaiva kulagnanam kulasya cha patanti pitrayo hi esam lupta pindodaka kriyaha. Sankaro narakyaiva kulagnanam kulasya cha patanti pitaro hi esam lupta pindodaka kriyaha. Sankaro narakyaiva kulagnanam kulasya cha patanti pitro hi esam lupta pindodaka kriyaha. Sankara, such unwanted children. Narakaya, make for hellish life. Eva, suddenly. Kulagnanam, for those who are killers of the family. Kulasya, for the family. Cha, also. Patanti, fall down. Pitaraha, forefathers. He, suddenly. Esam, of them. Lupta, stopped. Pinda, of offerings of food. Udaka, and water. Kriya, performances. Purport and translation purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. the ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. Purport. According to the rules and regulations of fruitive activities, there is a need to offer periodical food and water to the forefathers of the family. This offering is performed by worship of Vishnu because eating the remnants of food offered to Vishnu can deliver one from all kinds of sinful reactions. Sometimes the forefathers may be suffering from various types of sinful reactions, and sometimes some of them cannot even acquire a gross material body and are forced to remain in subtle bodies as ghosts. Thus, when remnants of prasadam food are offered to forefathers by descendants, the forefathers are released from ghostly or other kinds of miserable life. Such help rendered to forefathers is a family tradition, and those who are not in devotional life are required to perform such rituals. One who is engaged in devotional life is not required to perform such actions. Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery. It is stated in the Bhagavatam 11.5.41, Devarsi Bhutapta Nrunam Pitrunam Na Kinkaro Nayam Runi Cha Rajan Sarvatmana Ya Saranam Saraniyam Gato Mukundam Pariritya Kartam. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, giving up all kinds of obligation, and has taken to the path of in all seriousness, owes neither duties nor obligations to the demigods, sages, general living entities, family members, humankind, or forefathers. Such obligations are automatically fulfilled by performance of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Praschatade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So hands up is required. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The conclusion of this purport here is also the conclusion in Bhagavad Gita. It says, where Krishna says, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja, Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Hi Shyami Mahasucha. Krishna is being so kind. Why he is saying that in conclusion? Because he knows for many, many births we have been through so many different karmic activities and we have committed so many sins. He knows, but we don't. We may remember some of the sinful activities that we have performed in this lifetime and we may not speak about it, but they are already there, they are listed. So any sinful activities that we have committed, we have to pay for it. However, Krishna is so kind, he's saying that give up everything. If you give up everything, then I'll take care of all your sinful actions that are going to bring you reactions. That is why we have to take that very seriously. Because if we don't take it seriously, then we will have to face the reactions. We will have to pay for all our misdoings. We can't say, well, I've been very good, but you know, I'm not surrendered to you totally, so please excuse me. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, your mother or father may excuse you when you, you know, do naughty things or silly things when you're little, you know. But here Krishna is being a very, very merciful Supreme Father is saying, give up everything, then I'll take care of everything. And here Prabhupada is explaining that if we surrender totally in Samambonan to Krishna, then we do not owe anything to demigods, we do not owe anything to forefathers, we do not owe anything to anyone for that matter, you know. Otherwise, if we are going to continue in the cycle of reincarnation, then we are going to have to face so many things. Especially in Kali Yuga, there is so much population is full of sankaras. Right? Unwanted population is there. So many bad things are going on in life, you know. We don't even get to know probably 10% of what's going on. You hear sometimes in the news, oh, some guy went, some kid went, and you know, he opened the fire in the class and killed 17 people, 24 people. You know, so you get to hear some of that news. But you do not get to know many other things, so many other crazy things are going because of this Varna Sankar's, you know, population that is existing around us, you know. We are so fortunate that we are surrounded by devotees all the time. As soon as you go out in the karmi world, you know, you feel the ether, you experience, you know. People giving you heavy looks, strange looks, you know. You try to go to Kumbh Mela, then there is so many other Hindu groups who are also trying to push us out. You know. So many things are going on. Prabhupada says that right now the example of Varnasankaras is the hippies and people who are in the similar format. Who were the hippies? Who were the hippies really? You know? How did they become hippies? You know? Hippism actually started initially with some of the richest, you know, children in the society. Why they started gallivanting? Because they had so much money. They were spending it here, then everywhere, trying to get happiness. You know? But how much happiness can you get out of the material activities that you can perform? They were experiencing frustration. They were spending thousands and millions of dollars and they're experiencing frustration. So they decided, okay, let's buy a mobile home and just start traveling all over the country. Maybe there'll be more fun that way, you know? Maybe more enjoyment that way. You know? But they were not happy. They become drug addicts, you know. They started living like cats and dogs, but still there is no happiness. You know? See in the society today how the drug is kind of being spread so fast. Why? Because the leaders are also sankaras. You know, they don't care how much the human beings have to suffer. Prabhupada gives example, he quotes that, Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare pasate maya tare japite dare. You know, that as soon as we forget Krishna, then we also fall into this Varna Sankara system. Because then we are struggling amongst them. So much drug addiction is going in schools. You know, the teachers are also promoting drugs. In top schools of America, you see that, you know, that this is what's happening. And the teachers know, the administrators know, but nobody will stop it because they're all involved. Everyone is involved. You know? And then innocent children are being misguided, misled, you know, and then they become drug addicts. And then once they become drug addicts, it's so difficult to come out of it. Many years back, when I was in America, and my son who grew up in Gurukul, so we were in Washington, and he came to me one morning and he told me that, I don't want to go to school today. I don't go to school, he said. So he was only 11 or so. So I was thinking, he's sick. So I said, please sit down, you're sick or something. He said, no, I just don't want to go to school anymore. And I was so shocked what he told me. How much the drugs are being pressed, how much sex life is being pressed, and the teachers will not do anything. He went to his counselor, he tried so many things, but then finally he came to me and said, I'm not going to school anymore. Don't send me to the school. However, because I'm a kid and you're my father, if you insist that I go to school, I will go to school. But then when I become like them, then do not regret it. Why he was able to talk to his father like this? Because he grew up in the Gurukul. He spent good 4 years in the Gurukul and he learned the Bhagavad Gita, he heard the signs, you know, of life, and he was able to understand that what is happening out there is crazy. And he understood that if he continues there, then he's going to become like that. So, like when we read here about women being vulnerable, you know. So, Prabhupada says that it's not that we hate women. Women are to be protected, just like children are to be protected. And if there is this Sankara, or Vana Sankara is growing in the society, then it's the fault of the leaders of the society, is the fault of the spiritual leaders of the society, is the fault of the men of the house, because they are not protecting, they are not doing the right thing. There's something very nice Prabhupada says here, that Prabhupada says that, but Kulasriya, family women, they have got so many obligations. They are not like prostitutes. There is a verse that Swargapta Kama Mokshaya Dharas Samprati Hetuta. Dhara means wife. Wife can help one to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Dharma Kama, to become helpful in the matter of advancement in religious and spiritual knowledge. Dharma Artha, economic development. Kama, satisfying the husband's for sense gratification. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha also for salvation. The wife is so important. See how Prabhupada is giving importance, you know, to the mothers. If there is a chaste wife, she can help the husband in these four principles of life. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And this is also quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 1.9. Dhara Samprati Hetuta. If we can train a nice wife, or the society trains the girls to become nice women, she becomes a great source of energy to the husband and the society. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, Dhara, Sampra. And if they are polluted, they become source of Sankara, Varna Sankara. It's just like fire. You can utilize the fire for cooking, and you can cook nice bhoga and offer it to Krishna. You can utilize the fire in different forms. When it's cold, you heat up the place and you keep warm. However, if you misuse the fire and you think it's too cold, so let me put the house on fire, you will be warm for a little while, but not for a long while, right? Or whatever, abuse of fire. So these are sources, these are energies. So the energies that come to us, we have to utilize them very wisely. That is the point Prabhupada is making, that train. And then he also, where he says here, irresponsible men also provide adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. At the risk of war. That means discipline is required for everyone. Men, women, children, everyone, discipline has to be there. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, from the age of 5, there has to be discipline. Another time, Prabhupada is talking to one grihasthas and he is telling them that you should not be possessed, you should not be thinking that you have brought the child in the family. You are simply matrajarya, that means you are simply a via medium. The soul that comes into a family has many cumulative past lifetimes of karma, and is doing Brahman, that means is traveling for some time until it's decided, okay, this soul should actually go into this particular family. That is why this following a certain rituals, we may call them rituals, but principles of spiritual life are important. That when a child is conceived, then if the mother and father will follow the instructions of the Shastra, of the Vedas, and in simple form how Prabhupada has given us, that if they follow the principles properly, and then they chant 50 rounds for a whole month, they read day and night, and then they conceive a child, they'll get a very nice child. They'll get a devotional child. Otherwise, you know, you get Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha. even from divine personalities. No? So this is a there is a system that we need to follow while we are on the planet. There is a system that so many, you know, well-known devotees have followed. And it's important for us to follow in their footsteps. You know? Prabhupada was very strict with the principles, you know. He was very, very strict with the principles. Anytime he saw somebody making a mistake, he would immediately chastise them and correct them. He was a true father, you know. Sometimes the devotees didn't like it, but still, later on when they think about it, and you read about how devotees felt then and how they're feeling now and how they're realizing, then, you know, we realize. Even like as we grow up as little kids, when the parents tell us off, we don't like it so much. You know, but as we grow up and then we realize, you know, that yes, it makes a big difference, you know, in our life. Here, Prabhupada is emphasizing, and so is Krishna, that like Arjuna actually, you can see Arjuna, you know, he was not actually a Brahmana. Was he a Brahmana? Oh. He was a Kshatriya, right? He was not a Sudra, he was not a Vaishya, but he was a Kshatriya. Generally, it's considered the Brahmanas are meant to be most very, very intelligent people, you know. They are supposed to help to maintain the society and discipline in the society through their preaching, you know. And preaching is profound, like Prabhupada preached so profoundly, then majority of the people will follow it. Because who doesn't want to see self-welfare? Yeah. Everyone wants to see welfare around them, because they know if there is good welfare around them, then they will also, you know, be in good welfare. You know. Otherwise you go to cities like Calcutta, you go to Nairobi, you go to Durban, you go to some other cities where there's so much looting going on even in the daytime. And this particular lecture, Prabhupada gives example of Calcutta, that because of the huge amount of unwanted population of Vanasankara, even in the daylight, a group of youngsters will circle around you, mob you, take everything away from you and run away. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. The police won't help you, they can't. There's so many groups, you know. So difficult to discipline them. There is so much Vanasankara activities going on that it is difficult to see discipline growing in the society and culture. There is so many activities that we do not get to know of. For example, there was a group of people in America, they would lure individuals away from parties on the basis of drugs, sex and that. They would go into a quiet apartment, then they would give them this drink. As soon as they drink one glass of drink, they are knocked out completely. And then guess what? When they wake up, they find they're lying inside an ice cube in a tub. And their hara chakra, that means their their kidneys and everything is gone. And they leave a phone next to them and tell them to call emergency. They even write a note saying, do not move from here. You do not have your kidney anymore. Can you imagine? This is the kind of things that are going in the society. So many similar things you hear. Why this is happening? Because there is no real training. There is no understanding of the science of self-realization. Never mind about understanding who Krishna is and the importance of chanting. They have no knowledge, they have no idea. Only thing they know is they want to make money at any cost. Doesn't matter how many lives they have to take, how much squeezing they have to do, how much they hurt other people, they will just do it. It's just very frightening when you hear something like that, you know. There are groups in England. I also read that on the net, saying, it was not a net actually, it was on a documentary of a young woman who spoke up that she grew up in a family and her parents were so busy, so she was sent to her grandmother, and her grandmother was involved in what you call some kind of Dracula group, witchcraft group. So the kind of things he was saying was very sickening, how they would kill one person every month at their parties, and then they would eat a human being, they would sacrifice. So why this is happening? This has now come out, and because this girl spoke up, she was really abused, mistreated in so many ways, that finally she escaped from that place. It was some kind of a fort, some kind of farmhouse, and she spoke up because she began to understand as she grew up, because she grew in that kind of circumstances from childhood. So she was saying that, "I was thinking this is just a normal thing." He's thinking this is just a normal thing, Abuse, killing, eating human flesh, that was a normal thing. But it wasn't until she had a baby, and then that baby was killed, and they had the baby of the mother, That's when she suddenly realized there's something terribly wrong, it should not be like this. And then she escaped from there, she came out, and she spoke up. And then investigation and everything came out. This is what happens, when Varna Sankara increases. Henceforth, preaching is the essence, is very important for all of us. We must preach. We don't know how many people we are going to, influence. We don't know how many people will help to influence other people. The more we preach sincerely and the more we preach intensively, then there is a chance, not just that, because we are in Krishna consciousness, everything is going to be okay, Our future generations also, they need this guidance. The preaching must continue. There must be guidance for them. Otherwise, like Prabhupada is explaining, their forefathers will fall down. The forefathers in those who are in the planet called Pitruloka, they're waiting. They're waiting to go on to the next planet, higher up. And while they are there, there is a system whereby we who are on the earth planet here, we can do some offerings. Prabhupada gave a very simple formula that when somebody leaves the body in your family, on the third day, only you can help to deliver them. Does anyone know how? On the third day, Prabhupada said, go get the Mahaprasad that is being offered to the deities, and then offer it to the departed soul on the third day. We don't have to go into all the Hindu rituals whereby they say, if you are a Vaishnava, your 11th day, or if you are a Vaishya or Kshatriya, it's the 12th day, if you are a Shudra, it's 13th day. Prabhupada said, third day, only third day, you can do this, offer them Mahaprasad directly from the altar, and then, they will be freed. Even in Braj, we have a place called Rinmochan Kun, where Krishna, Nanda Baba, Yasodamaya, Balaram, they went to offer oblations. And then Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj after the war, now you also go there with your brothers and offer oblations. Lord Chaitanya goes to Gaya. There's so many examples like that. That these offerings, the Lord doesn't need to do this offering, but why does He do that? He is doing that to teach us by example. Because we are not absolute devotees. We are all endeavoring. We are on the process, we are in the path. We are trying to get there. We are endeavoring to chant the holy name. We are endeavoring to preach. We are not absolute like Prahlad Maharaj, or Dhruva Maharaj, or Narad Muni. These three personalities got blessings at the age of 5. At a very young age. Narad Muni is also only 5 when he got first glimpse of, Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj is only 5. There are so many other examples. So these are ideal examples from where we can understand that we have a long way to go. We are endeavoring. We also make self-assessment and we can understand that, we are also endeavoring, we are trying. So, follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas. Follow the guidance of the scriptures. Be serious. And practice every day. We all have forefathers. And we all do not have to go to Gaya. We all do not have to go to Rinmachan Kun. What is Prabhupada saying? What is Krishna saying here? He is saying, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja. Mam Ekam. Mam Ekam. He is not saying 33 million demigods. He is not saying my Vishnu avatar. He is not saying go to Lakshmiji. He is not saying go to Gopis. Right? Krishna is very clear. It's crystal clear. There is nothing, you know, so complicated. Mam Ekam Sarnam Vrajaha. Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo. Tvam Sarva Papevyo. All your sinful activities I will take care of in one shot. Otherwise, how much tapasya we are going to have to go through to overcome, you know. In the first place, Prabhupada said that everyone who has come onto the material world, we have come because of some sinful activities. We have come here to do tapasya and to go through prayaschitta so that we can make advancement. But Krishna is saying, Prabhupada is also saying, surrender to Krishna. Then you don't have to do any of the other things, you know. Moksha yishyami mahasucha. Mahasucha, do not worry. You don't have to worry, or you don't even have to think, is it going to work or not. Krishna is telling very clearly. Just this much, this little phenomenon, it's important to understand. Vital, very simple. How many of you are going to try? I'm going to try and surrender to Krishna seriously. Yeah. Okay, some people are reluctant. They're taking the time to put up. She put her hand up straight away. That means she's really endeavoring. It's good.
I think they're more honest.
Sorry?
They're more honest.
They're more honest, yeah. But it's also, you know, everyone wants to be freed, you know. Like I was trying to explain earlier on, I didn't complete that. That many lifetimes of cumulative karmas, the soul is then comes and lands into some womb. Then Prabhupada says from the age of 0 to 5, children should be just allowed to play, given a lot of love. Give as much love as you can to your children, because they can only be once babies. You know, when they age of 40 and you want them to be baby, they cannot turn into baby. We don't have mystical powers. Then from 5 to 12, strict discipline is required, along with love, but strict discipline. Very strict discipline is required. And it is a known fact, from the age of 5 to the age of 12, children like discipline and they learn a lot in that period. They will learn a lot. Whatever you teach them, they'll take it seriously, because you are their Guru Mata, you are their Guru Pita. It's like you are their teachers. It is a learning stage and they will take it. From the age of 12 to 16, you still keep discipline, but you change your loving relationship into a friendship loving, friendly loving relationship. So you start to befriend them. That is the age when we must befriend them. Because if you befriend them, then they will reveal everything that's going through their mind. And who do you reveal anything to when you have challenges? Your best friend, right? Not the worst enemy, right? Whoever is your friend, you're going to say, hey, listen, you know, don't tell anyone else this, but this is my problem. What do you think? You know, we all do that. From 16, this is vital, you know, time of every soul that comes into the material world. That's when Prabhupada says, many lifetimes of cumulative karma takes over and takes you into a particular direction. That's when your destiny actually takes over. So at that stage, parents have to be very caring and, you know, very compassionate. Because most of the time, or majority of the time, the child will go into a direction which probably the parents don't want them to go into, you know. Or they will do certain things that the parents are not in agreement with. That's why you have to be a friend. Because it will take them some time, and sometimes the fortunate souls who have pious or spiritual karmas outweighing the negative karmas, they will continue in the devotional path, maybe with little deviation. Some of them, they will make a huge jump, you know, away from Krishna consciousness for some time. And I have seen that. You know, Gurukul is coming out at the age of 16, 18, like that. And then for a few years, they don't want to know. They don't want to chant. They don't want to get up early. They want to eat chocolates. You know, they want to go to parties. You know, they do all this for some time. And then what happens? They make a U-turn because they get so many kicks of life from Maya. And then they turn around. And then they will say, no, no, this is the best thing. And sometimes it's good for them to go through that, because once they get the kick of Maya and then they come back and take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, they will never leave after that. That's what happens. Even from the age of 5 to 12, if you go to our Gurukuls here, Mayapur, other places, you'll see children can memorize. They are trained to memorize slokas. And they can memorize. And when my son was here, I know that many kids that I used to invite, and we would have a little fun time to see who remembers what slokas and that. And some of them could chant like 11 chapters of Bhagavad Gita at the age of 10, every sloka. And then you say, okay, what is this, you know, chapter 2, text 13, what's the translation? And you'd be surprised, like, they're all speaking out at the same time. So this is a living example. We can see that Prabhupada has given us a process that really works. It really works. And we have to implement it. Sometimes, you know, it's difficult. There is austerities are involved. Tapasya is involved. We've come to Tapabhumi, so austerity is involved. But we have to be responsible. If we bring children into this world, then we have to become Guru Mata and Guru Pita. It is our responsibility. Before we bring them into the world, we have to make sure that we follow the guidance of Srila Prabhupada of how best to bring a spiritual soul that is spiritually advanced. He says that with each generation, as the children are born, they will be more advanced than the present generation. Provided we follow the proper system. No? We do not relax and fall into the Vana Sankar system. We follow the proper system, then these devotees' children. And you can see, it's visual, right? You're from London, you see so many children, they're deviating, and so many are really moving forward, singing like, you know, they're angels, you know. And they're able to preach so nicely, they're able to speak so nicely. Why there is difference when they're both groups of children are born in our own society? If you do a research, you'll find out that some parents took it easy and other parents took it very seriously. So our life in spiritual life, we also have to take it very seriously. The more seriously we make advancement, the more seriously we practice the principles, the more seriously we adhere to sadhana bhakti. Yeah. These are all simple things, but we have to adhere to them sincerely. No? Then you will find your own spiritual life becoming stronger, or your own realizations will become more in depth. And then as you preach to other people, you will see people will actually reciprocate so much more. Because as our preaching is more profound, then people also reciprocate. Because they are hearing, they are listening. No? So let us endeavor to help Prabhupada to expand this Krishna consciousness so that we can reduce the amount of unwanted population in the world. We can help our family members, we can help our daughters, we can help our mothers, you know, to be strong. Remember, if they are protected, their tapasya will help us men to become more stronger also. Like Tulsi Devi, before she becomes Tulsi Devi, she was such a chaste and very strong personality, and her tapasya was so intense. So even her husband, who was going to every war, he would come back victorious, even though he was not a pious person. But he was always victorious because she was so chaste. She was so strong in her sadhana bhakti. She was so strong and advanced in spiritual life. That Krishna personally had to come and break her chastity so that he could stop this demoniac person, you know. And then that is why we worship Shaligram Srila. That is why we worship Tulsi Devi. So from examples like that, you can see the importance, you know, if of a woman being strong, chaste, disciplined, how she can help the king, how she can help the population. Yeah? So overall, it's like interaction. Men have to do their responsible, carry out their responsibility. Women will carry out their responsibility. They are protected. Naturally, if there's a nice environment, everything is proper for them, why will they want to go through, you know, hellish conditions of life? It's unfortunate that in the society today, there is no protection, you know. There's no protection for women, there's no protection for children who are on the street, there's no protection for cows, no protection for bulls, you know. Even a dham like this, we can see that there is no discipline, there is no protection. So that something is failing drastically. And we cannot turn around and say, well, it's happening, you know, we cannot help. No. If we preach, we will help. You know, we are preaching and it's helping. The Prime Minister of England is coming and garlanding Srila Prabhupada. The President of Africa is, South Africa is coming and garlanding Prabhupada and chanting Gita slokas, you know. Yeah. Right? So many wonderful things are happening. So these people are being influenced because of our preaching. Like we heard this morning that Madhusevita Prabhu is organizing the largest version of Bhagavad Gita. Is going to be 2.8 meters by 2 meters, right? Some 200 kilograms in weight. And then it will be inaugurated in Gita Jayanti. And then it will go into the Guinness Book of Records, the largest scripture. You know? Wonderful. A devotee can think like that. You know?
800 kilograms.
800 kilograms, wow. Huge. So then this Gita will actually go around the world and it will preach in the form it is in. You know, people will come see in Masi, there will be exhibitions. Come and see the largest scripture. You know, right? The largest copy of Bhagavad Gita. It's being prepared in Delhi. And Madhusevita Prabhu, who is from Italy, he's the GBC for Italy, he came out with this idea. And then he's working with the devotees, the leaders of the society here. And then they're going to... It's already in process. And it will last at least for 2,000 years, right? It's made in such a way that it cannot be torn. It cannot be destroyed, you know. Like this is simple. So rain fall, water falls on it or something. But it's a protected version.
Is it going to be unbridged?
Do you know that? Is it going to be unbridged?
Is it going to be
what? Unbridged.
Have all the purports or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita.
Exactly,
yeah. Bhagavad Gita as it is.
With the purport, with the translation, everything. Verse, purport, every page.
This special paper.
Yes, special paper.
Latin, lots of people.
Paintings
as well, everything. But in a large format.
Like that.
But it's not the paper that, you know, but somewhere will come and rip it off. It's a proper paper that.
Right.
You know, classified paper.
Side.
The size is
2.8 by 2 meters.
2.8 by 2 meters.
It's huge. You know,
Google can get 2 meters.
2.8. And the stand to hold the Bhagavad Gita is 600 kilos. You know, like you have the stand there to hold the book. And imagine 600 kg.
You need a huge manpower to carry that. Okay, time is up.
It'll be on display after the tour of the world. It will be on display in Delhi.
In Delhi.
Yeah.
In the temple there.
Yeah.
When you have put it in display,
Gopal Krishna Maharaj has already hijacked.
Yes.
Well, because it's appropriate because you know, the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Delhi is the Hastinapur, you know, is the original place where the Pandavas, Lord Krishna, and Partha Sarathis there, you know, the cover of the Gita depicts the deities that they have in there.
Is it the original cover?
Yeah, of course. With the Bhakti Sarathi.
It will help to increase our preaching worldwide. Gita Jayanti this year. Yeah. Nice, that's really nice. Right.
How much will it cost?
How much do you want to donate?
50,000 euro.
Pardon? 200 euros.
How much rupees? 250,000 euro.
I don't know. Yeah. Lots of money.
It's two
crores. Very nice. Anyone else wants to comment or question or?
It's going to tour the world, you said?
It'll tour the world, yes.
It's going to go to America?
It'll probably start from New York or wherever Prabhupada went first. It'll go on exhibition and there'll be a lot of promotion. Just like our movie came out and we promoted all over the world. The same thing will happen with the Gita. It will be promoted, it will go on exhibition. We'll have the leaders of the world coming to unveil it in their country. So this way, Bhagavad Gita will become so much more popular.
But just to have the name there in the Guinness Book.
It's a big thing, yeah.
The Quran is the second largest sacred text.
Yeah.
The Quran.
Quran.
The Bhagavad Gita is
number one.
We have to make another one?
We will.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gauru Premanandi.